The Torah has always placed a tremendous emphasis in signifying the concept of zikhira, to remember, lizkor. In fact, my Rebbe, Rabbi Beryl Wein, I remember countless amount of times that he would often say, to know the past of the Jewish people is to believe in its future. And classically, we have always emphasized bonding to our history in order to ensure that we survive. B'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloteinu, regardless of the fact that every single generation we have been persecuted, we have faced the consequences of virtually being extinct and driven from the face of the earth, v'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ensured, of course, our survival. He has saved us miraculously, and He has ensured that we are able to continue as a nation. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has partnered with us. He truly has saved us miraculously, but He expects from us that we remember the events that occurred to us as a nation, that we remember where we come from, in order to ensure that we know where we're going. Hence the Torah therefore constantly begs us and directs us to remember Zecher liyitziat Mitzrayim, particularly the mitzvah of remembering our exodus, our freedom, our survival in the bowels of slavery of Mitzrayim of Egypt. And therefore every mitzvah in the Torah, or almost many mitzvot in the Torah, are linked by the concept of Zecher liyitziat Mitzrayim. And as we approach the wondrous and miraculous holiday of Passover, the eventful Chag of Pesach, Chazal tell us, Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, Chayav Adam, Lidrosh V'Lilmod Ilchot Pesach, person 30 days before every holiday is expected to review the halachot of that particular chag. Pesach, which certainly values the concept of remembering how important it is and incumbent it is upon us to truly appreciate what this concept of zecher, zechira, remembrance really signifies. The Ramban in Dvarim Perek Chafei Pasuk Yud Zayin, when he refers to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Torah calls upon every generation to direct its attention and to transmit the stories of Yetziat Mitzrayim. And here in Perek Chafei Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah directs us also with regards to Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, to remember what happened to us when we were threatened, when our existence was threatened by the arch enemy of Amalek. Says the Ramban, Unisaper ze lebaneinu uledoroteinu lomar lahem kach naaseh. We are expected to transmit the story of Amalek, the threat of Amalek, to our children, to our generations, and to explicitly articulate to them, this is precisely what happened. Well, certainly the same directive of having zechira bapeh, of expressing with words what happened, for the sake of internalizing the message of the story, for the sake of appreciating what it means to our sincerity in Judaism, how much more so this applies as well to the concept of Zecher liyitziat Mitzrayim. And it's interesting, because as we approach the format of the four banim, the arba banim, the four children represented at the Seder table, the classic depiction of the Rasha, of this wicked son, this wicked rebellious child, the Rambam in Hilchot Chametz Ubatza, and in his version of his Agada, says the same as what it says in our Haggadah Shel Pesach with regards to this child. Ulefi shehotziya tatzmo min haklal kafar ba'ikar. Since this child has removed himself from the community, from the nation of the Jewish people, he has denied the existence of God, kevi'achol. He denies the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mechilta, however, in its version of the response to this wicked child, has one slight difference, which I think is very valuable and very, very crucial in the understanding of what this child is doing wrong. Says the Mechilta, Ulefi shehotziya tatzmo min haklal, ve kafar ba'ikar. Since this child has removed himself from the Jewish community, and additionally, he has denied the existence of God, it appears that according to the Mechilta, this one letter of Vav, Vikafar Baikar, an additional sin, an additional transgression, an additional denial of this child. Says the Mechilta, this child has bypassed two foundations in Judaism. The Jewish community, and of course even more so, the existence of God. Mechilta would seem to make more sense. These are two transgressions that the child is doing. He's not including himself in the Jewish people, and he's not including himself with regards to his relationship or rapport with a God, which he denies. The Rambam, in our Agada, would seem to make less sense. Why do we include Lefisho Tziyat Atzmo Min HaKlal Kafar Ba'ikar? Since he has removed himself from the Jewish community, that is the denial of God. What is going on here? Why do we, in our text of our Haggadah and in the Rambam's vernacular, see both of these institutions, both of these facets, as one? And the answer is based on what Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explained. If one looks in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph in the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, says the Rambam as follows: Haporesh midarkei tzibur af api shelo abar averot, someone who excludes himself from the larger Jewish community, even though he didn't do any specific transgressions that we can actually point to, ela nivdal mi'adat Yisrael, but he separates himself from the congregation of the Jewish nation, ve'ena ose mitzvot bichlalan, he might very well perform mitzvot, but not together with the larger populace, ve'lo nichnas b'tzoratan, ve'lo mitaneh b'tanitan, he does not empathize, he does not sympathize, he does not express or involve himself in the pain of a tzibur, ela olech b'darko, he does his own thing. Ein lo chelek le'olam haba. This person denies himself the opportunity to apportion in the world to come. Says Rav Soloveitchik, from here we learn the greatness, the value of someone who includes himself as part of the Jewish people. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam's very clear here. Regardless of the fact that someone may have performed a tremendous amount of mitzvot, regardless of the fact that someone may not have transgressed certain sins, nonetheless, if he's poresh min hatzibur, if one excludes himself from the klal, from the larger and broader congregation of Am Yisrael, that equals a kofer b'ikar. That is someone who is on the way to denying God's existence. In other words, someone who removes himself from the historical picture of the Jewish people can be deemed as someone who denies God. we are surrounded, unfortunately, by many Jews who truly do not understand the value of Jewish history and truly do not necessarily count themselves as part of a greater Jewish nation. When we have a minister of education in Eretz Yisrael who calls for Israeli textbooks to include Israeli Arab texts, where third grade Israeli Arab textbooks call the creation of the state of Israel a Nakba, a catastrophe. When our minister of education, who calls herself Jewish, demands that these statements be included in Jewish Israeli textbooks for the sake of not being biased, for the sake of grabbing and grasping the greater picture and being tolerant to those around us, and that is indicative of someone who truly does not understand what it means to be part of a klal. That is someone who is motzi at that moment, a klal, and therefore someone who unfortunately wants to also remove the Tanakh, the study of our Torah, from Israeli curriculum, because it's on the way to denying God's existence. If we look in the most recently published Haggadah, I mentioned that because it's a little plug, my Haggadah, which was written recently published, the Eibeshitz Haggadah, first time that the works of Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz were translated to English. Baruch Hashem, we were able to publish it about 2 months ago. Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz explains in the Alon Bachut, in his Perush on the Megillat Eicha, Zochra Yerushalayim Yemei Anya Kol Mechamadea Sherhayu Mimei Kedim. Yerushalayim remembers its time of trouble and travail, its time of persecution, its time of destruction. Kol Machmadea Sherhayu Mimei Kedim. All those from yesteryear, Ra'u Atzarim Shachaku Amishbatea, those who come to torment, those who come to destroy, laugh in the face of Yerushalayim. At first glance, we would be inclined to understand this pasuk as telling us or as referring to the enemies of the Jewish people, the Romans, the Greeks, all those empires that have come to destroy Jerusalem and Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz explains, no. The enemy that is referred to here in the context by Yirmiyahu, by Jeremiah in Eicha, is referring to the internal enemy. Yirmiyahu implores Bnei Yisrael to remember, Zochra Yerushalayim, remember Eretz Yisrael, remember your role in history, because that is what will ensure your survival. Ra'u atzarim shachaku al mishpateha. But unfortunately, there are those Jewish people who see the pain of Yerushalayim, of Bnei Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, and they do not remember. They do not recount their history, and that is why Eretz Yisrael is destroyed. Hence the reason why everything revolves around Zecher LiYetziat Mitzrayim. Because our survival depends strongly on our ability to connect, to relate, and to call ourselves part of Am Yisrael. We have to be machnis atzmeinu betocha klal. We have to insert ourselves. We have to assert ourselves as part of a Jewish nation. And when we remember that role, only then can we truly assure ourselves of a place as the chosen nation, as the chosen land of Eretz Yisrael, and preserve our future. Yiratzon, Emir Tashem, we should be Zoche, as a result of our great proclamation as one. Zecher li yitziat Mitzrayim. As a result of our investing, our efforts, our attention, and all of our strengths directed towards transmitting zechirah ba'peh, to articulate, to emphasize, to discuss together with our children. We should be zochah for all of us and our children as well to appreciate and to internalize the message of history. And as a result of our internalizing this message, be zochah to recognize and be a part of perpetuating the Jewish future for much, much time to come. Chag Sameach, Pesach, Chag Kasher v'Sameach. Just a reminder for those who are interested and our listeners, I am putting together my schedule for lecturing and for presentations during the time of Shavuot and during the 3 weeks and Tisha B'Av. If you or your community would be interested in hosting me for a lecture, a presentation, or for a scholar in residence weekend and a time during those particular dates, please feel free to contact me, rabbihammer.com. Thank you very much. Shabbat Shalom.